When I first got in that first game with the guys, you really started to see, you know, this is a team you can win with. And, you know, I still believe that coming into this year and where we are right now, I think we're close. And it's just a matter of, you know, a few tweaks and giving a little bit of a push and to keep growing as a group.
What's it like to see Buff commit to this team for the next 5 years?
It's exciting. I think, you know, I think everyone's glad it's over and we got it done. But very, very excited to lock him up. He's a very unique player. And, you know, I think it was a great deal for both sides.
What does it say about these two teams that there's been so many one-goal games every time that these two teams lock up? What's kind of been the difference this season that's led to them taking three from you guys?
You know, I kind of – it's hard to look back at specific moments of each game, but, you know, if I had to guess, you know, our special teams weren't exactly where we wanted them to be. You know, when we played these guys a few times earlier in the season. But, you know, it's always a battle with these guys. You know, I learned that coming in last year at the end of the year. I think we played them five times in the 25 games I played. So, you know, I've seen them a lot. And, you know, we're expecting a tough game always against these guys.
With Dustin signing yesterday, what does that say to the fan base and to the city that, you know, he's clearly made a decision that Winnipeg is a place that he wants to be?
Yeah, it's a good feeling on both sides. You know, it shows that, you know, both sides are in it to win. You know, it's great that we got a deal done with Buff. You know, he's a guy I look up to and try and learn from as well. And for him to get locked up, it's exciting for our group to know that, you know, we all know that we're as close as we are, and to lock up a piece like him, it's, you know, it's nice to see for the future.